Hey everybody, Rob here. Before we get into our Big Brother 21 recap from Sunday night with Kemi, the first lady of podcasting is here to talk to us about tonight's sponsor for the podcast. Those are friends over at Proactive. Nicole, how are you?
I am great.
This is not Nicole from Big Brother.
It is not yet.
Not yet. Not yet. Nicole, yeah, I know you and I are particularly excited about back to school, which is right around the corner.
I am having a party.
Yes.
As soon as I drop those kids off.
Yes. And if you're like most parents, in addition to being excited for your kids to go back to school, you know that school is coming back, but breakouts don't have to for your teenagers, because wouldn't it be great to get your kids clear skin, confident for the new school year with America's number one brand, Proactive, which has helped fight acne for almost 25 years. Now with their next generation acne fighting treatment system, Proactive MD. Nicole.
Yeah, this is fantastic what they have going on right here.
Proactive has helped fight acne for almost 25 years. Now with their next generation acne treatment system, Proactive MD, your kids can go back to school feeling their best, because Proactive MD contains adapalene, which is the newest acne fighting innovation made available over the counter to consumers in over 30 years, Nicole.
Yeah, this is the magic. This is the magic. Normally, it requires a prescription for this, and now you don't need to see a dermatologist. You just get it here, and then you get clear skin.
It is a prescription strength retinoid that goes deep into pores to help prevent acne with benzoyl peroxide free acne fighting system. In addition to being trusted and effective, it's safe and effective 3-step system will get you or your teen ready for the new school year with a deep cleansing face wash, daily oil control with SPF 30, and adapalene gel.
Yes. Tell your kids you love them by saying, bye-bye zits.
That's what you should say to them?
That's what I'm going to say to my kids.
Right now, for our listeners, we have a back-to-school offer from Proactive that you can't get anywhere else with your Proactive MD order. You'll receive for free Proactive's on-the-go bag, which features their T-Zone oil absorber. Talking with T-Zone, that's right. Body acne wipes and green tea moisturizer. Close to $100 value, plus free shipping with a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't wait and go to proactive.com/Rob. That's proactive.com/Rob to get the special offer. Again, go to proactive.com/Rob to order and make your kids' first day back to school their best day ever.
Do it now. We'll wait.
Okay. Nicole, thank you so much.
Bye.
Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who's wearing a checkered shirt, not chess. I am Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our Sunday night recap for Big Brother 21. And we're so excited tonight because we have another great guest to talk to. You know her from Big Brother 21. Here she is to join us live. It is Kemi, guy that I wrote down phonetically. Kemi, I'm sorry. Let me try. Fakunle.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just Kemi. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Doing good. Embarrassed that I botched that so bad.
Almost flash. You got it right. So it's great.
Kemi, so nice to see you. So nice to have you here live on Sunday night.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. So really excited to get into everything here with you tonight. How have things been out of the house so far?
Things have been pretty hectic. I'm just trying to like settle down to normal life and kind of just move on with my life. I'm just like someone who was on that show once. So
Okay.
It's not my life. So it's cool.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll have a lot of fun talking about everything going on, of course, with the man who has been there every step of the way here in Big Brother 21, the great Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
Rob, I've got two things to say. First is that I'm really happy to be here. Second, hold on. I forgot.
Hmm.
Nah.
Is it that you loved me the most since day one? Because that's kind of what I want to hear.
It is pretty true, actually.
Yeah.
Pretty true.
Okay, good.
Yes. Taryn.
Don't lie to me.
No, no lie. Taryn has been nonstop Team Kemi the entire time, and he watches every second of the live feeds, Kemi.
Oh wow! So wait, you've seen everything that I've said.
Everything that you've been through, it's been just as hard on Taryn because he has had to see everything.
I feel like we're connected now, Taryn.
very one-sided initially, but hopefully we can even
out. Okay, so we're gonna have a lot of fun tonight talking with Kemi about everything from this season. We're gonna take your questions also, hashtag RHAP. So get your questions in for Kemi tonight. We've also got Summer Stein coming up tomorrow. So I got a million sound bites to cut for tomorrow's Summer of Stein. So it should be a lot of fun with Eric. We're going to record on Monday, but get your questions in hashtag Summer of Stein or email summerstein@robhasawebsite.com. Okay, Kemi. So here we are. And we have this episode all about the rise of Jackson coming into power here, wanting to take out Christy. And there's all these people that I'm sure you want to see all of them go home. Where do you come down now in the Christy versus Jackson battle?
You know, it's interesting because I think I said it a few times. Am I someone who really, really hates when people play the victim? It's a very, very like just pet peeve of mine. I hate it. And I really didn't see that much of it with Christy when I was in the house. But then as I'm watching clips back, I mean, I knew that she was kind of the puppet strings behind Jack a little bit, but as I'm watching the season back and watching everything unfold and watching these Christy tears, I just like, I was rooting for Jackson to win the HOH because I knew he would put Christy up. He would be the only one to put Christy up. And I wanted to see her squirm because she unraveled last week when she was on the block, and that was Tommy's HOH. So I could only imagine this week. Like, I just want to like drink those tears.
Do you understand what it's like to have the universe turn on you like that? It's unbelievable.
Christy's universe, right? Like, not the universe, Christy's universe. And it's like she felt like she was gonna have a free ride through this game. Like, how dare we all like even think about targeting her even once? Like, how dare anyone even have an ill thought about Christy? Like, no, you need to go on the block, you need to go home, you shouldn't have been here in the first place, you were an alternate. I mean, I don't even want to get into that, but like,
wait, you're an alternate, shame her.
No, I'm not, but she shamed me enough, so like,
yeah. Yeah. So, all right. So now I'm curious because Jackson has really that I got an amazing edit tonight. is turning into I would think is becoming a fan favorite more and more as you're watching that develop. That are we seeing a different side of Jackson now?
No, we're seeing an edit.
Yeah.
I mean, Jackson says things, and like just like you see in the podcast, or just like you see in the episode, like Jackson repeats the same things over and over and over. Like, Jackson and I spoke quite a few times throughout the house. Every single time was either about coffee, protein shakes, or working out. Those are Jackson's three topics.
No watermelon talk?
No, because once he found out I didn't like watermelon, he kind of was like,
Oh no,
you're never going to be a friend of mine. He made me eat one just to prove me wrong. Like, okay, this is okay, I guess, but I don't like them. But
maybe have you not had it cold enough?
Mm.
There's nothing like a cold watermelon.
Nothing better on this earth.
I'm a picky eater. I'm a picky girl. So it is what it is. But the watermelon that he made me try, I did not hate it as much as I used to.
Well, he prepared it well.
Flavorful. Yeah, he cut it well. He cut it really well. He diced that.
I know, really, this episode, he really, Taryn, got to be the narrator. I mean, it would be hard to find more of a flattering episode for Jackson.
Yeah, I mean, I said probably a month ago, like, I feel like he's going to get that Beast Mode Cowboy arc. And that whole Jackson, you know, sayings segment, I was surprised that her dat wasn't one of the things that he was trying to introduce. It's like segment for segment at this point.
Or like nothing but a peanut. I'm surprised that wasn't in there because
I have no bird, I have no bush.
Yeah. Lightweight, baby. Like, oh my God, he says it so much. He drives me insane. Like, literally, I was watching the episode and I kind of started to like it. So now I'm like, I need to watch the feeds more so I remember who these people actually are.
Do you?
Like, you can take 10 seconds and make someone look nice.
Mm-hmm. I want to go back to when Jack got evicted because they they brought him out and they played all the clips and they really dragged Jack when that was all happening. Do you feel like now does Jackson just completely gets off scot-free from everything and that Jack is just going to, okay, they drag Jack and then that's it from everything from the pre-merge or pre-jury?
I don't know. I mean, I did see that Jackson had a little cat segment on one of the episodes where he was kind of being not too nice to her. So maybe it'll just be left at that. I don't know. I'm not in production, so I can't speak on that. But I would hope that Jackson got the same line of questioning that Jack did, because while I wasn't like as much like personally affected by the Jackson stuff as I was about the Jack stuff, like, yes, but like not to the same degree as Jack, Kat was. So, I mean, like, that is a very real thing. And I think it's important to see who people actually are, because honestly, when it comes down to that AFP vote, like, I could see someone voting for Jackson based on this episode. Oh,
for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
I feel like he's above Nicole in terms of the show edit. Yeah. I feel like it's going to get to that point.
I typed it in the chat during one of your live feed updates last week. Jackson is going to be the AFP. And I say like kind of joking, but I do think that there's a non-zero percent chance that could be a possibility moving forward.
I'm sure there's some teenage girls that find him attractive and are like, oh my God, he's such a nice guy. Let's vote for him. Yeah. Like,
I thought that his haircut was flattering also in this episode.
Oh my God, Rob, are you in Jackson?
That he looked better with the shorter hair. I thought he was like the star of the episode, and then he also got a haircut for it. Like, it was good. It was good timing. Tommy, when he became HOH, he was wearing his stupid costume the whole episode as he was like narrating. But I thought that Jackson actually looked good in the diary room with the short hair.
Yeah, and there was this moment where he was in HOH talking to Holly. And he was explaining why he was putting Annalise up next to Christy instead of Tommy, and like for the longevity of his game. And honestly, like, personal feelings aside, I honestly think that Jackson's playing a very, very good game. Like, especially just from being in the house and seeing how Jack was kind of his coincidental shield. Everyone kind of saw like, oh, Jack's running the house. And it's like, Jackson's right there next to him. Mm-hmm. Jackson's getting all of the perks of everything. But like, all eyes are on Jack. So, I mean, that's been great for him. But I think out of everyone in the house, I would list like Tommy and then Jackson. That's just me.
Tommy and then Jackson. Who's playing the best game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he is playing chess and not checkers. So
apparently.
That's right. I want to go back to Kat, who was evicted on Thursday, and get your reaction to that, because that Kat had Taryn, is it fair to say a bit of a one-sided feud with Kemi?
It was, I would say, lopsided. There was a lot more vitriol on Kat's end, I think, than Kemi's.
Yeah.
From my perspective, at least.
I was so confused by the Kat stuff. I mean, it's funny because I feel like a lot of the house guests feel like I have this hatred towards them, when I really just don't care about you guys. Like, So just to like constantly see my name being brought up all this time, it's like I'm literally scrolling on Instagram looking for my next swimsuit. And you guys are bringing me up day after day, like, oh my God, like these socks must be hers. We hate her. And I'm like, wow, is it Men's Swim or is it Opali? Like, I don't know which one. So, I mean, and then the cat stuff, like, I remember the day that David came back into the house from banishment. She's like, I'm going to flirt with David to like get under Kemi's skin. And it's like, David is not someone that I would be interested in. Like, if you want him, just go for it. Don't drag me into it. And then it turned into this huge, like, Kemi thing with David, like Kat and David, like versus Kemi. And I'm like, I didn't even like, I cannot stress enough how little I care about you people. Like, I literally cannot stress it enough. Like, I don't even like cats. I'm sorry, Taryn. But, like, I care about, like, stray cats more than I do about you cats. So, yeah. No. A mess.
Yeah.
But I was very happy to see her be evicted. It's exactly what I wanted because her personality, as much as she might find Jack's personality attractive, she really doesn't. She just says stuff sometimes. Jack is torturous to have a conversation with. So I can't even imagine what's going on in the jury house right now.
Yeah. How do you think they're getting along?
Oh, I think they're getting along.
Oh, wow. That's bad news, sis. We'll see.
Yeah, 24/7 live feeds. That's all I'll say.
Sis's opinion on it was that she doesn't care if they hook up in the jury house. She doesn't care. She just wants to know whether or not they are. Not that she cares. She just wants to know.
Okay, well then go to jury.
Right. Like, I think that was the plan.
Yeah.
Didn't she say something about like wanting to self-evict because she's on the block and she was just like, I just don't understand being a poor sport about things. Like Christy and wait, can I talk about like stuff that are on the feeds as past?
You know what? We will talk about stuff that happened with the veto and later on in the show. But we like to give people the chance to just watch the TV show, the chance to not get ahead. And then we'll get into everything from the live feeds coming up in a little bit. So just hold that thought. And we'll get to it like in about 15, 20 minutes or so.
Such a spoiler. Like people got mad at me in the house for spoiling like Bachelor stuff. I can't help it.
People sometimes when they watch the feeds will get mad at house guests for talking about shows or something because they're spoiling them.
Someone got like there were fans that were like, can you just spoil The Bachelor? I'm like, you guys can see the spoilers. I can. Like,
yeah.
I don't even know if it's true. So yeah,
that's funny. We also got in this episode a lot with the Jessica blow up from Thursday night and everything that was going on with Holly and Sis. What do you make of all of that, Kemi?
Jessica's out of control. Like, I don't know whose game she's playing. And it's funny because she came in talking about like women's empowerment and like women have to stick together. And I would never put a woman up on the block until like there are no men left to put up. And like, while I get that, there are a lot of actions that contradict that. So her and Kat, like Kat's whole like feminist thing. And then she talks all this trash about Sis. Like just, there's a lot of like contradictions that go on. Jess though, I don't know if she's playing, I don't know what the relationship is between her and Christy, but I don't know. Like she had that same thing with Jack a little bit during like week one. And it's like, I don't know if she just needs a shield in the game or needs someone as like a soundboard. I don't know what it is, but she needs to like chill the hell out or get evicted because she's blowing up Nicole's game for absolutely no reason. Like Nicole is loyal to you. Like if someone's loyal to you, be loyal back or at least fake it. Like don't completely throw them under the bus unless you absolutely have to.
Yeah.
Or at least that's what I would do.
Well, we got to see more of that play out tonight, Taryn, where we saw the side of it where it was reported that Sis has been trying to flirt with Jackson. And that's what Holly keeps talking about.
This was a big circle of flirting a couple weeks ago where Jackson was like, yeah, Sis is flirting with me. And And Holly was like, how dare she? She's younger than me. And then Sis was mad at Kat because Kat was flirting with Jack, and Jack was like, yeah, I'm going to flirt with Kat because I'm going to get her vote. And then Sis was then mad at Kat for flirting with Jack. And so it was a big circle of people being mad it's unfortunately a sort of a repeat of what happened earlier in the season with Kemi, where Kat was mad at Kemi because she thought Kemi was interested in David. Many of these people need to be on Love Island, I think, but this is getting drug up by Jess here in this moment.
Yeah, it was very interesting how they incorporated all that, because we went to the HOH challenge and then we had like this whole flashback to everything else that was going on. And it was interesting because it didn't really result in Jess being on the block, that I wasn't exactly sure why all this stuff was in the episode. But it just was like everybody is mad at Jess now, Kemi.
And rightfully so. I mean, honestly, a lot of this stuff is irrelevant. Like, you're trying, I feel like a lot of it is her trying to get heat off of her back through like personal stuff. And I get that. Like, if Annalise wants to flirt with Jackson, then let her flirt with Jackson. It's up to him to tell Holly or not. Like, you're not in the relationship. I think it's messy. Leave it to game. You weren't even being considered to being put on the block. From what I see, Jess and Jackson have a good relationship. If she thought it was necessary to I guess this did happen before HOH, but I don't know. I just think it's messy. Like, she should have just stayed out of it. It has nothing to do with her.
Jess gets really upset when she is left out of alliances.
There are no alliances. You're right.
And so, yeah. So she, how dare people make after the last, there was a 9, there was an 8, there was a 6, and I wasn't included in any of them. And now there's a new 6 and I'm still not included after I told everyone that I was like, hey guys, next time you form an alliance, make sure you have my number, right? You're going to call me, right? And then she caught them at the movies together and she was like, no, you told me you were going to invite
me. Not fair.
And so now she's spilling everyone's secrets because she's mad.
See, and this is what I was telling Sam when he should have used a veto on me. You have the rest of us on this side of the house. We could just like work together. Then maybe this wouldn't have been happening. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, Kemi, your closest confidant in the house was Nicole. How do you think Nicole has been doing for these last couple of weeks and where she is now?
I feel bad for her. I didn't see exactly what happened in the storage room with Kat. I heard it got pretty nasty. I don't really want to watch it. Though it might reignite my hatred for Kat, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. But hatred is also a strong word, so yeah. I don't know.
Well, can we just reset that? Because we haven't seen that yet on the show. But allegedly she called out Nicole and said she was a bad example for her students. Is that right?
That's what I heard. Yeah.
She would disappointing her students. And that because she is just like being led around by Nick and doing whatever Nick wants. And he like, as Nick is kind of a gross guy and like, it's kind of disappointing, and she's disappointing to her students because she's doing those things. Kat in her interview said that Nicole was misconstruing her intent, that her intent was to be like, hey, I'm propping you up. You should do what makes your students proud. Which by itself seems a little, passive aggressive and really implying the same thing. But Nicole took it really hard. She was crying all night. Jess later in the next day was like, yeah, what Kat said, I do not support that, which makes it seem like it was pretty pointed. But we haven't seen it, so we can't say for certain. But we can say that Kat was lying about a lot of things in her exit interview. So we'll see.
I'm glad that Julie kind of called her out on that. But I honestly do think that sometimes in the game you get put in these positions where you kind of just have to go with it. And if Nick feels like he's this like shield for Nicole, then she might be better off just like letting him think that while still trying to play her own game, while letting him, force the ego that he obviously has, because it just makes him a target. Like, everyone has their eyes. Not everyone, but pretty much everyone has their eyes on Nick and sees the sloppy floater game that he's playing. And people are kind of forgetting about Nicole, except for maybe Sis. Mm-hmm. God, she's, I don't know what her vendetta against Nicole is. Like, Nicole's so quiet, but Sis is like, oh my God, she scares me. I want to tear her face off. Like,
Yeah. She seems to, yeah, has had a lot of people upset with her over the course of the season for not really doing anything.
For playing the game. It's crazy because I feel like everyone in Grateful wants to play the game hard. But then if anyone outside of Grateful or Undeniable, I don't know if Sam, like, I don't know what his deal is. Mm-hmm. But if anyone outside of that little clique tries to even think about playing the game, it's like, oh my God, I cannot believe they did this.
Yeah.
Their kids are in the house. They need to be cut out. Blah, and it's like, we're literally here to play Big Brother. Half of you guys only saw half of one season. You don't know what you're talking about. You're following level six's game, not even correctly. So, like, yeah. Whereas you have people like Nicole and Cliff who are fans of the game, like, which Cliff is playing a great game too, but like, who are fans of the game. So no, like, you have to make deals, you know, you have to actually strategize with people. You have to follow through on those deals or else your word means nothing. And then you have, like, you know, hard and fast people like Jack.
Can you talk a little bit more about what you like about what Cliff is doing?
Yeah. I mean, I think while I initially thought that his HOH was ridiculous, he is where he is now. I'm not going to completely credit it to him, but like, I feel like when you make a deal in the game, it's important to stick to it. That's how I feel. Unless you're in a position where if you don't stick to it, it will carry you through the next like 2 weeks. So I do like that Cliff is at least a man of his word. Air quotes were on the wrong part, but a man of his word for the most part. And I mean, he's proven himself to be a comp beast, which is kind of sad for me because I came second behind him in like banishment and then like lost him in Camp Comeback. But then he won that HOH. I mean, I was so proud of him. I was so proud to see him put Jack and Jackson up on the block. I thought it was a waste sending Bella home, but I mean, he's still here. And just from past seasons, the older person in the house usually goes home a little bit earlier. So. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that he's going to be safe in these coming weeks where things are so wide open in the house?
I'm not sure who would put him up. It's weird at this point in the game because I don't really see who would put who up. Aside from maybe Annalise putting up Jackson and Nicole. Those are the only two, like, that's the only possibility that I can kind of see, but I don't watch the feeds as closely as I probably should. Mm-hmm. Taryn can probably see a little bit more.
It really is a wide open house. It's very, I was trying to work out like who's in the most danger next week, who is most likely to be put up. And I feel like it's so even. There's barely any front runners. Like, you can maybe say Tommy and Holly are maybe the front runners at this point, but it's not by much. And I think anybody can win this game at this point, and anybody could go home next week. I think that, you know, people like Tommy and probably Cliff are pretty safe next week, given the voting situation. But it really could all change at any moment. You know, there are deals being thrown around all over the place. So it's really a crazy house right now.
I also think Annalise is like very, very malleable in that I think she's actually cool with Holly right now. Like, I don't think that this is a front. Like, I think that she is like able to be swayed so easily that if she were to win HOH, no matter how she felt about Holly 26 minutes ago, she still wouldn't put her up. It's ridiculous.
How do you feel about Holly? Because I think that she's been somebody who, at least, you know, on the TV show, she's somebody that I feel like that we have not really gotten, even during her HOH, she's really not a very, like, well-formed character in the show. Like, if you're going to talk about, like, what are her character traits, other than she's Mickey's girlfriend in the house, that's about it. That's all we know about her.
Oh my gosh, she would hate to be called that. That's so funny.
Jackson's girlfriend, I'm sorry.
Well, the thing is, like, I really do think that Holly's playing a good game. Hot take. I'm sorry. Like,
I don't think it's a hot take,
but I feel like people don't give her the credit that she deserves because she is so closely aligned with Mickey. So he'll always take the credit. but she does this thing, and oh my God, I keep talking about it because I'm so amazed by it. But like, she'll have a conversation with someone and she'll just say like little tiny things and just grab every bit of information from that person and just say like, yeah, I know, right? That's so amazing. But do you really think, like, nothing substantial, but they'll just lay out their entire gameplay to her. And then she'll be like, all right, well, let's just talk a little bit later when there's aren't that many people around, when literally no one's around. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I think it's amazing because no one sees that it's happening. But I mean, she's done it with me. And immediately afterwards, I was like, wait, what the hell just happened? And then I saw her do it with, I think, Kat, which she's aligned with Kat, but then she did it with Jack. She did it with Jess. She did it with Nicole. She did it with Nick. And it's just the way she speaks to people. Like, she seems so low key and like, not innocent, but just like harmless, that it's like, oh, I'll just have a conversation with Holly. Like, she's mature, so she'll keep it to herself. When in reality, like, no, she's like a silent threat.
Terry, yeah. Earlier in the season, we've talked about if Holly and Jackson got to the end together, that Holly would probably win because Jackson would be disliked by so many people that were in the house. But the way that things are trending, do you think that would still be the case, that Holly would beat Jackson in the final two?
Yeah, I actually thought about it recently. I think it's closer than we might assume, but I do think Holly still has the edge, especially because Holly has been focusing more on jury management than Jackson has, in my opinion, which does put her in a much better spot than Jackson. Obviously, Jackson, I think, would go home before her in any circumstance, and she probably beats him in the final two, but I think it may surprise people if you start to count the votes that Jackson actually might have a chance against her, but I wouldn't say the odds are too high.
Cammy, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think Jackson will also try to tug on your heartstrings. Like, that's one thing that Jackson does that actually really, really bothers me. Like, he tries to like tug at people's emotions through his like personal experiences. And while I'm empathetic and I am sympathetic and I am compassionate towards everything, we are all individual players in the game, and one person needing the money more than another person, not to say that this is his situation at all, but just generally speaking, like, one person needing the money more than someone else will not give you my vote. 100%. It's going to be 100% about gameplay. And I hate when people bring like personal things into it, trying to kind of like tug at your emotions to kind of get you on their side about things. And he does that a lot. And I don't like that.
Okay. I want to talk about, speaking of Jackson, we were talking right before we came on about, you were very excited to get the Jacksonology segment tonight on all of the Jackson colloquialisms that Taryn has done such a good job of cataloging all season.
Yes. My favorite one that he says is, only one of us sees confetti. The very first time he said that was day one. He said that. So he came in with that. So I was just kind of like, okay. Like, when I first heard it, I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. And then I heard him say it to someone else. And I'm like, oh, this is like a thing that you came. This is like something you came in with. You're trying to make this a thing. Annoying. And then another one that he says, what is it? Something about like, oh, the one that he said, like, man plans and God laughs or something.
Yep.
And that's, I'm like, oh my God, he's so old. Like, he acts like he's like a 50-year-old man talking to his his grandnephew or something about like life and dating and like, this is what you should do, young whippersnapper. Like, it just, I don't know. He's an interesting person. Like, he's definitely a very old soul, which is why I think him and Holly get along so well. But
wait, are you calling Holly old?
I'm not calling Holly old. I think that she does have like a very, she would get mad if I said Southern, but Western mindset. Like, she's, I don't know, town of 600, like, just whatever.
Yeah.
So like, just whatever, like, just not, I don't find either of them particularly exciting. So, you know, go and be like boring together.
Yeah. Taryn, did you have a favorite Jacksonism from the episode tonight?
Ray in the chat has it. I love when Jackson says, you know, for the first time in my life, I've got to be selfish. For the first time in my life, I've got to be selfish. So this is what I got to do. And I said it, I think at least three times thus far to justify a decision that he's made in the house. Mm-hmm. The first time being when he broke up with Kat. The second time, I think, being when he had to turn against, the six shooters. Third time now being when he has to target Christy. So for the first time in his life, he needs to be selfish and do this thing, which is the third time in Big Brother, but first time in his life.
In addition to the Jacksonisms, we really went in on Sis tonight, Kemi. I thought that the editors are really gonna started to go in on. Okay, we found the thing for Sis, and it's Sis is dumb. We're gonna go. we're gonna make that a thing. And I thought tonight was a great example. I think they did it like two or three times in the episode between.
Yeah, and then they put the little dun dun like noise behind.
Between we got to see her talking about the days getting shorter. Which
okay, can we just say she was like, oh, at least it'll be 10 o'clock sooner. I was like. When I saw that on the feeds, I rewound it so quickly. Like, did she really just say that? And then no one's acting like this is a big deal. Like, why is no one acting like this is a big deal? Like, this is someone who graduated college saying, I'm going to move faster. Like, I know that her college is cringing somewhere. Like, no. Like, she was a recruit for us, too. Just kidding.
For Big Brother. Yeah. Taryn, that was incredible. And that wasn't in the last couple of days, was it?
No, that was last week. Yeah. They've been avoiding putting Sis on the show for a while now, but finally.
Now we need more.
Yeah, she's finally relevant to the storyline. She's on the block. So it's time to have, you know, her coming out party. This is she's now involved. She's a part of the show. And this is the edit that she's going to get. She's a chicken who doesn't know how to tell time.
And Tara, I know you were excited that we didn't get to see any cute segment of Sis in the chicken costume, but we got it tonight. And then I love the subtitles of Sis.
Yeah. Yes. I liked how they did it. I was worried that it was going to be like Jack's, you know, yelling punishment where it makes Jack like look like a swell guy. But this is perfect for Sis. You're like, I don't even know how to make these eggs, but I guess I'm going to try.
I thought it made Jack look swell. I thought it made him look like super cringe. Oh my God. Like, he tries so hard to be funny, and it's like, oh my God, the more you try, the more I cringe.
Look, I'm with you. I'm with you. But I feel like there could have been much worse things for them to show with Jack.
Yeah, true. But I will, oh my God. So there was a conversation between Holly and Kat maybe 2 weeks ago talking about how airheaded is the way I'll put it on Elise's. And I would have loved to see a flashback. Because that was a very spicy conversation. I don't know if you know. Sorry, there was like this
thunder.
It was really, really, really loud.
Just brief aside. Speaking of the lightning sound effect, when they showed Christy swearing on her sister after having shown the flashback, when she did it again, they played a lightning bolt thunder sound.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And as she goes, I swear on my sister's life, it went.
Yeah, I'm praying for her sister because she sweared on her sister's life so many times now. I'm wondering how many lives she has. Maybe as many as your cats.
Yeah.
So, Kim, what was the conversation about Sis being airheaded?
Oh, Holly said something about how many brand deals Sis is going to have coming out of here, whatever that means. Well, I know what it means, but like, why is that any of your concern? And Kat was like, okay, but like, she's such a dumbass that, sorry, I like bleep myself, but she's such a dumbass that she's not going to know how to negotiate a contract. She doesn't know the difference between an adjective, a verb, and a noun, which Jess had in a separate conversation with someone later. So I guess that was an actual thing.
It was. Yeah. It was a conversation on the feeds. She doesn't understand the difference between those things.
Why? I thought we all, whatever.
Didn't you go through rigorous testing to get on this show,
Kevin? I was just about to say, I'm glad you said it, because I don't want to get in trouble. But yes, I thought we all went through the same process to be blessed with this
experience. Yes. We also got to see in this episode a segment on the Christy and Tommy. Christy really getting into just how close, how many exact miles and exits it is from her house to Tommy's house.
What is wrong with her? Like, I was for Tommy. Like, and then the way she tried to play it off versus the way he tried to play it off, I would have been pissed if I was Tommy.
Yeah, I would be so
going home. Like, all right, now I don't have to worry about this anymore. And I can only imagine how the other house guests are going to react once they come out of the house and find that out. Because I was kind of like, oh, well, I guess that doesn't really matter. People get close in the house until I realized that Christy is the type of person that spirals. And I saw a conversation between her and Tommy in the boat room where she was saying, I can't even imagine what I would do if I was in the game with someone I couldn't 100% trust.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, yeah, you are a little unhinged. So it would have been better. Oh, that's so mean. Oh my gosh. You're a little like on edge sometimes. So like, it would have been better if you didn't know someone in this house, because we could see all of the crazy just kind of spill out.
Yeah. And you had such a great reaction when I mentioned that in the exit interview, where
just the way the connection was, I'm like, wait a minute. I knew she was older, but like, that's kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Can you go back to that? What is it?
Rob just like dropped it and moved on. You're like, wait a minute. Hold on.
Right. More on this.
Yeah. And then Tommy was getting very upset in the diary room that he was saying, like, why don't you just tell everybody my address?
Yeah. I mean, I would have said the same. I mean, I understand that, like, if you're not talking about me, what else do you have to talk about in that house? But like, what's going across your mind, Christy? Like, especially when everyone's, so the first week we were trying to figure out what the twist even was, and we thought it was like regions of the country. So now you're kind of painting that target. I don't know. It's just weird. Yeah.
It felt like she started talking about it and then was like, oh crap. But then like, didn't want to abort too quickly. So she she was like so locked in like, should I abort? Should I not? That she just kept talking and answering the questions.
Yeah. And like getting more and more into it with a smile on her face. Like it was intentional. And then like the way she looked at him in one part, like, yeah, we do know each other, don't we?
Yeah.
Like, I would have been like, what is going on with you right now? Like, stop.
Tommy's just like, oh man, we're so close. We didn't even know.
Yeah, you can see him like shrinking in the chair. Like, stop, please.
Mm-hmm. Cliff was like, wow, you guys must know each other then. Like, yeah, we must know each other. I guess.
You do the best, Tommy. No,
thank you. I appreciate that. Let's take some questions here for Kemi that Scott St. Pierre, who's standing by, is putting together for us. And this is a good question. Mindy wants to know, is it fair that Jackson took off the costume during the HOH comp? Isn't that part of the rules that you need to keep on the comp uniform? Now, Kemi, did you know you're allowed to just take off the uniforms that Big Brother gives you if it's uncomfortable?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess if you can pee through one, you can. So anything's up for grabs these days.
I thought that was very surprising. Like, he's like, this is uncomfortable. So I'm going to take this off. Like, isn't that the point? Isn't that the reason why Big Brother gives you something that's cumbersome to that it's supposed to make the competition harder?
I don't think like suspenders and shorts was really meant to make it that much harder.
But I don't think that's his call. If Big Brother says, here, wear this costume and compete, it's not like it ripped. It was this slow me down. Yeah. So I gotta take this
and
off.
Imagine if everyone just kind of stripped down to whatever, like,
yeah,
this is not easy. Like, we don't need Is that a dig?
What?
I think generally, sometimes depending on the person, they don't mind if you take your clothes off on the show.
Yeah, well, Cliff said he would have done it, but he wasn't wearing any underwear. Before the wife, right?
Before the wife, yeah. And that twerk scene that they had for him, like, I'll keep our clothes on, maybe.
Yeah, okay. This is a question from one of our moderators, Stacked. Says, has Kemi watched the live feeds at all yet, or is it too close for comfort? So you said you've checked it out. How much live feeds do you check out?
Not often. I got on the chat yesterday for like 10 minutes. I might sign on if I see something, on the BB updates that's like kind of interesting, but I usually just follow the updates on Twitter. It's a little weird seeing it in action, just knowing like, hey, I know exactly where the milk carton is and in the fridge. Like, it's a little cringe. So yeah, I try not to watch it too much, but I feel like I'm so sucked in at this point, it's hard not to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I'll immediately like text like Obi or something. Mm-hmm. Just, oh my God.
So can I ask you about what kind of interaction have you had with Bella since you've been out of the house? I know you guys were all at the Hearts of Reality, but was there any rekindling of the relationship that's happened outside the house?
No.
What have you made about, you know, that I had seen this past week, there was a moment where the Big Brother After Dark Twitter account was chronicling about Nick and flirting with Sis. It seemed like that Bella was getting upset with having all of that tweeted about. Did you have any thoughts on all of that?
I do honestly think it was a little insensitive to highlight it, but at the same time, this is not a secret. It's not like this isn't breaking news. Like, they weren't the first to report on anything. Like, we were watching it happen, like, all over Twitter. But I do think there was one comment that they said, like, boyfriend of 15 seconds or something like that, that I was like, oh, that's kind of mean.
That was a little too much.
40 yeah. seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, give them the credit they deserve.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, if I were in her position, I would be traumatized. Like, I'd feel so bad. So, I wish her the best. I won't touch it, but like, you know, it sucks.
Yeah. Kemi, we haven't touched too much on Nick tonight in terms of his gameplay that we saw in the episode that he was talking about how he had to use his experience as a therapist to get through the conversation with Jackson.
Yeah, like he used his experience as a therapist to talk to Nicole.
Yeah.
And like question her.
Right.
Like, the irony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're a therapist when you want to be a convenient one.
Yeah. Taryn, I don't even know what to do with Nick in terms of the episode. You know, he was, you know, trying to sell it that you know, he is really able to use his outside experience to manipulate Jackson in this episode.
Yeah, I'm not sure they know what to do with Nick on the show right now, that because he's playing so sloppily and obviously, and everyone sees what he's doing, but it's almost working in a way because nobody's really targeting him, even though they see what he's doing. They don't like it.
He's so bad, he's good.
A little bit because he lost his allies. It's almost not worth taking the shot at him yet. So he's just kind of hanging around, like just running around to everyone. And they're like, oh, Nick.
Yeah. I feel like they have bigger fish to fry right now, but Nick isn't like the most low key person in the house. So I feel like when you have a floater like Kat and then a floater like Nick, like it's easier to kind of get rid of Kat because like Nick is so obnoxious in what he's doing. And it's like, all right, well, we already know that is going to be taken care of. So let's like figure out what needs to be done over here. But like Nick, like, please.
Okay.
That's how I would look at it.
Okay. Is this the season with the most eavesdropping? Do these Huskies have a volume problem? It's impossible to keep a secret if you can't whisper. I don't think that's really a thing, Taryn, right? It's just happened a couple times.
Oh my God, but I got so much shit for whispering, right?
Yes, yes.
Heaven forbid someone whisper because you don't want someone.
A big whisperer.
ASMR, right?
Yes. Nobody was ever going to overhear Kemi.
Never.
Okay. Genuinely, I think there has been significantly more eavesdropping on this season than in most seasons. That especially in that boat room, people just love to have really loud conversations. They just gather an audience.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take one from Zaddy Taryn, who says, hi, Kemi. Nicole and Jess are your former allies, and they seem to have had a falling out. Could you send a message to them? What would you say? Kemi, could you get Nicole and Jess on the same page?
I don't think I would be able to, but if I could tell them anything, I would try to tell Jess to remember that when people are in an alliance, no matter how close you are with them, you are not in the alliance. So please remember that. So if you have someone who's loyal to you, don't throw them under the bus just to get through the week, because you have to play chess, not chess.
Okay. Good advice. Good advice. All right. This is from Elise, who says, is just me or starting to feel like the Big Brother episode edits are responses to the RHAP content? I would doubt that. I think they do their own thing.
Take credit. Yeah. You should take credit. Yeah.
Maybe they might listen to Taryn in the mornings, maybe. And then like, all right, here's where we go. Probably not enough. Right, Taryn?
Yeah, if they were, you know, doing responses to my content, then we'd see significantly less twists, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Johnny D. Severa says, is that the only time Christy has almost let it slip that her and Tommy actually know each other? Yeah.
I had no idea in the house. I thought, and Tommy and I spoke about this, I thought it was because, like, they both date the same sex, so they're like instantly attracted to each other because they have like trajectory in life. So he's like, you know what? That's probably what it is. And now I feel like a dumbass.
Yes, that's it.
You're perfect. Yeah.
You nailed it. That's it.
I'm obsessed with that.
Yeah.
I support it 100%.
Okay. This is a good question. John Barber wants to know, would you rather live on your knees or die on your feet?
I would rather live on my knees. I'd rather
Jacksonism.
I'd rather die. Oh my God.
Big Jeff can ask the Huskies that before they go in next season.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't give Jackson that much credit.
Maybe Jackson could do the pregame interviews.
Please. No. Sorry. Like that.
How many watermelons do you think you would eat if you were HOH?
He's literally the most boring person in that house.
Would you rather play, you think you're going to go in there and play checkers, or are you going to play chess?
would you rather live with mosquitoes or die without them?
Is your game going to be man's plan or God's plan?
If you had to choose, would you choose a bush or a bird?
Yeah, he's got them all.
Are you Jackson?
Yeah, he's ready to go. Okay. How selfish do you think you're going to be in the game?
Are you ready?
Super selfish?
One time. For the first time.
How many times are you willing to be selfish for the first time in your life in that house?
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah, I can't wait till he watches these interviews back and he's going to be sitting there like, with his hat, like, really low, like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. LV says, Rob and Taryn, has anyone had a more significant dodo edit than Sis did in this episode? Taryn, the moment at the end of the episode was also really great. They really hung her out to dry at the end of the episode.
After the nominations, yeah.
I mean, she hasn't told a story about being carried away by a crow yet, but maybe she'll get there.
Yeah. Okay. This is a question from Mindy. Between Cliff dangling his weenie in Sis's face and the before the wife stuff, is BB trying to give Cliff a dirty old man edit? I don't think that's what they're going for. Stop.
He was twerking. I was like a little like traumatized.
Yeah. Okay. Then let's take one. There's one more question. Then let's get into the live feed stuff from the weekend and talk about the vote coming up on Thursday. This is a question from the great Kim Matina, who says, Kemi, if they were to bring you back to Big Brother on another season, would you play again? And what would you change up, if anything? So, Kemi, would you come back? Not camp comeback.
Well, yeah, I feel like I have to come back because I am someone who is a lover of money. I mean, the game.
Yeah. Tax bracket.
I was trying to live in a different one, you know?
Yeah.
Here I am. Same tax bracket.
Okay. Did you learn something from your Big Brother experience that you would do differently?
Oh, yeah. No, I came into the game thinking I'm an amazing judge of character. It's not going to be a problem. I put all my trust in Bella.
Yeah.
I put all my trust in Bella, who at this point, I still don't think she realizes what she was doing in the game, which is why I can't even bear to have a conversation with her because like, I don't have the patience for it, but I would keep my mouth shut. Like I would put my trust in like my gut and God. That's it.
Yeah. How are you with Sam now that you guys are out of the house?
Sam and I made up down in Florida at Hearts of Reality, but I had to really give it to him. Like, I don't let people off. Yeah, no, I mean, I was playing clips back.
Yeah.
Like, so that I could, like, tell him, like, no, you said this. No, I didn't. Oh, play. Like, yeah. Letting everyone have it. Bella, not so much.
So he apologized for anything that he said. Okay. Unsend it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam and I are good now. We're good. I mean, Sam's a great guy. He's so nice. He has a great heart, so I love him. But yeah, talk shit and it'll come right back to you.
Okay.
Oh my God.
All right. Let's dive into the spoilers because we want to talk about the events from the veto and what's coming up for Thursday, and we want to get what Kemi has to say about all that. Okay. So here we go.
Figure out what the veto competition was.
Oh wait, hold on, Kemi. We gotta play the announcement that we're gonna talk spoilers. Okay, so we'll be back on. We've got Summer of Stein is coming. Check out the RJP B&B as well. I'll tell you more about that at the end with Frail Mary, and then of course we'll be back on Wednesday night with our next recap. But until then, let's talk spoilers.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler
warning.
All right, spoiler.
Warning means that actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
All right. Okay. All right. Big weekend in the Big Brother house. Lots of people were pumped up. Maybe even Kemi. Okay. Taryn, tell us about this weekend and the veto.
All right. So they competed in the veto and Jackson wins. Jackson won. It was some kind of puzzle. And Jackson says, look, I don't puzzle good. I don't puzzle good. Christy puzzles good. I don't puzzle good. But he managed to pull out the win.
Okay. All right. So Jackson has the power of veto and the nominations, we presume, will stay the same tomorrow, Taryn.
Yes. So Sis, Tommy, and Christy did make a pitch today before the episode to Holly. And Holly seemed to be a bit receptive, but then Christy went up to Holly and Jackson together and she pitched herself like, hey, basically, we need to get the crew back together. We all of us need to come back together, fight down to the end. They were blaming everything on Jess. It's all Jess's fault for why we're here. It's people outside the group want to tear us down, but we need to stay strong together and move forward. And you should use the veto and put Jess up on the block and we can send Jess home. It was essentially the pitch. Christy cried to Jackson and Jackson was like, you know, you seem to be taking it well. And I have a lot of respect for that.
Yeah. Okay. It's happening. It's happening. Yeah. Okay. Taryn, could we just talk through the votes real quick? Is this a slam dunk that Christy's going home?
I would say very, very likely. Basically, it's you've got Holly, you've got Cliff, and you've got Nicole. Cliff and Nicole have promised Jackson Holly they will vote with them to evict Christy. Jess is not reliable, and that's something that Jackson and Holly have learned for sure now, especially after the campaign with Sis, Tommy, and Christy throwing her under the bus. You would presume that that Nick is also a vote to evict Christy. He wants to vote to keep Sis, so that would be four. And then so maybe Jess, maybe Tommy would be votes to keep Christy. But, you know, once they know that the votes aren't there, who knows where those votes actually fall. But it should be a slam dunk here, because even if it would take Cliff and Nicole both flipping and deciding they want to keep Christy in the game, and Jess would also have to be on board with that to leave the only votes to evict Christy being Nick and Holly. And that seems pretty unlikely at this point.
Hmm. If I'm Cliff and Nicole, though, call me crazy. Wouldn't it be better to keep Christy in the game? Because as long as Christy is in the game, her and Jackson are always going to fight. And I feel like that once Christy is gone, then that's going to allow Jackson and Holly to get back together with the, you know, Tommy and Sis and Nick side of things. And I feel like that the best thing that happened when it was Jack versus Jackson was, by getting rid of Jack, you kept Jackson and Christy fighting. And that's why we got this. I mean, is this crazy for Cliff and Nicole?
It's not crazy because, you know, it's logically correct. And we've seen people try this in the past. Usually what happens, though, if you try to get that cute, because it's such an obvious play that if Cliff and Nicole did that, usually what happens in the history of Big Brother is Jackson goes, okay, fine. I took my shot then. You guys screwed me over. You are now my enemies in the house. And by necessity, I am now working with Christy. And that's what Tommy would be pushing anyway. I have a feeling that that would be a risk that they would be taking if they went with that path. It does behoove them to try and stay in good with Jackson and Holly as much as possible, but it is something that they should consider. Obviously, it would have been great if Christy had won the veto and they could have sent Sis home. That would have been their best case scenario, but it is a trickier move than it might seem, I think.
Okay, Kemi, I want to get your take on all of this of voting. If you were Cliff and Nicole, okay, vote out Sis or vote out Christy?
I think Christy. I think everyone sees like the manipulative game that she's playing. So you don't really want someone like that causing hysteria in the Kumbaya house that we have. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think that would be the best move for that reason. And then also, then you can just kind of focus. It kind of just calms the house down a little bit. Like the way that the house is, people don't really like the arguing as much as I like to see it as a viewer. Mm-hmm. So Jackson and Christy and this like weird tension, like you can tell when Jackson's upset, and it makes everyone uncomfortable. So it might just be easier just for like mental, like headspace to get rid of Christy.
Taryn, how are Tommy and Christy getting along now? I know that you were talking about on the live feed update about the Baywatch incident.
Yes. So after the veto competition, they were all dressed up in their beach gear, and Tommy did a slow-mo run, you know, flailing his shirt around, picking Nicole up off the floor, and then slow-mo carrying her to the table playing. They were playing Baywatch, and Holly was involved, and Christy was very upset because she had just lost the veto. And now here's Tommy playing Baywatch with Holly, her enemy. And so he's supposed to be my friend. He's playing Baywatch. So she was very, very upset. But they've mended fences, okay, and it's all fine now.
Because my concern was that, is it possible that Christy, if the writing is on the wall that she's headed out the door, is it possible she could reveal their secret? Is that even in the realm of possibility? And would there be any advantage to doing that? Like, I think Tommy's got to play this real, real cool here, because I think it seems like in some of his diary rooms that it's like, all right, well, if Christie goes, maybe that's good for my game. But if he ends up, I think, being a little too cool to Christie, I think she's vindictive enough that maybe she could out that they know each other.
I think vindictive is a nice way to put it.
Yeah. Kevin, could you see any scenario where she would do that?
No, I don't think so. I think she would be pissed for sure. But I think knowing that her game's up and knowing that they will still continue to be friends outside of the house, mm-hmm. I don't think she would blow his game up unless it would help her game, which it wouldn't help her.
Well, if not here, Taryn, I definitely feel like that once she gets to jury, though,
yeah.
Like that she's going to be like, you know, you guys had, I don't want to do Tommy for Christie, but isn't she going to tell everybody in the jury house?
She'll definitely tell Jack. 100%. Yeah. I think she'll tell Jack, and like Jack will be upset because Jack saw Tommy as like his number one in the house. I don't know why. I always thought like maybe Jackson, but like I slowly noticed that like Tommy was Jack's like number one in the house. So I feel like he would be really upset that Tommy kept that from him. He would probably understand, but I think he would be really, really upset.
They haven't really talked about it. They talked about it a bit when the feeds first came on, like we can never tell anybody ever, but they haven't really talked about it lately. It would surprise me if Tommy did not have another conversation with her before she left saying, now remember, in the jury house, don't tell them that we know each other because that will hurt me if I get to the final two. Remember, we're a team. So now you're going to be doing your part in the jury. And it's much more effective if they don't know that you know me.
But
and probably something about like the potential battle back and like
yeah.
you come back in the game.
Yeah.
Right. But, you know, if she goes out having not so great feelings about Tommy, like he's not doing anything to save her, that could be a reason why she ends up, you know, having some animosity towards him in the jury house. And maybe that could be, you know, we could see another season of Big Brother where somebody plays, you know, a pretty dominating game and then the jury does not reward them at the end.
Yeah, and she's emotional. So I could see her just making that decision in the moment without really thinking through like how that could affect him, but then also her in the long term. So I hope not. Because like you said, I think Tommy's played a great game up until this point, and I would hate to see that question even come up for him if he's in the final two. Because it's like, what do you even say?
Yeah. Taryn, in terms of the campaigning, have Christie and Sis run separate campaigns in terms of who is doing what to stay, or are they sort of like in lockstep?
Very much in lockstep. Sis's campaign initially was, okay, so I will stay on the block. We'll take Christie off the block because I will stay with the vote. No, she wouldn't. But she thought she would because Holly promised me like a month and a half ago that she would choose me over any guy. And so obviously she'll do that. She'll look so bad in front of America if she chose her boyfriend over me. So obviously I'll be safe. So that was her strategy. And obviously it didn't come into play with Jackson winning the veto. So now the strategy is, as I said before, they're combining their pitch to say, get one of us off the block. And that is not working either. So we may start to see some campaigning between the two of them after the veto is not used, but it might take a little while to get there because Christie's like, I could never campaign against her, not her. So we'll see how long it takes.
Kemi, do you think that we could see Christie try to push Sis to either self-evict or fall on the sword to then be the person to go home? I don't know what the show would necessarily do in that scenario.
I think I could definitely see that, especially since Sis has been speaking a lot about like, oh, you know, I don't know why I came on this show. Like I came on the wrong show. I think Christie would like really, really push into that. So I could see that. And then her saying something about like Jack and jury and like
yeah.
blah, blah, blah. So I could see Christy pushing on her emotions. I think it's so funny them talking into the camera, asking America to like give them something. Like, what power does America have unless production gives it to us? And I think the whole America thing is so funny. Like, oh, we don't care what America thinks of us as long as we have each other. But then also, like, America wants to see us succeed. Like, which one is it? Like, mm-hmm. Do you care? Like, do you not care? Like, it's, oh my God, the cognitive dissonance. I just, honestly, like, I feel like Christy should just spend the rest of the time in the house this week saying her goodbyes. And being, you know, happy with everyone, because this has been a season of voting with the house and respecting the HOH's wishes. So if we're continuing on that trend, then Christy's out the door. Jackson's minus.
What would happen in the scenario where, like, we know that Christy is extremely manipulative. Sis is very impressionable. Let's just say, you know, Christy does a full court press on Sis all week. Hey, if you're not happy here, you should leave. It should, you know, and really get Sis saying, you know, I should be the one to take the bullet. And if Sis wants to walk out of the house on Thursday, even if the house planned to evict Christy, do you don't think that they would then have two people leave the game at this point, right?
They production won't let Sis leave. They'll talk her out of it. This question was asked to me a few days ago, and basically the response is, if Sam last year was talked into staying in the house for as long as she was, then they're going to talk Sis. They don't want that to happen in the show. If she goes into the diary room to quit, they'll be like, do you really want to do that? Like, do you really?
On production, don't I want Christy in the house and not Sis?
Did they want Sam in the house over?
I think that Sam was a popular figure in the house, and I don't think Sam was on the block when these things were happening either. It was like, you know, it's almost like that they would be able to potentially manipulate an eviction in that way, where that they get the person who's creating way more drama for the TV show to go and or to stay, and then have the person who's adding nothing leave.
I will say this. It's pretty much never really happened.
It would be a bad precedent.
In the history of Big Brother, you know, you had Megan quit in the very, very early days of Big Brother 19. But apart from that, nobody really self-evicts in Big Brother. They I don't think they like it. I don't think that they want it.
Yeah. Okay. We'll,
I hope that Sis self-evicts, or Christy, one of them, because when I was being considered to being put on the block week one, and like I was in the diary room, Jack and Christy had a conversation saying, like, would it be the worst thing if she like self-evicted? Like, it would be one less person in the house. So it's like, I would love to see you guys spiral out of control and self-evict. Like, set that precedent. Be that person.
Okay. Go. Kemi, what else do you want to see happen this season? What give me your bucket list for things you want to see happen before the end of Big Brother 21.
Oh my God, hot take, but I want to see another Nick HOH, because honestly, he barely had an HOH. It was a waste. But I just feel like he's so like impressionable. I would love to see him as HOH and Tommy like running it. Because I feel like that would happen.
Okay.
So I would love to see that. I do not want to see a battle back. Oh my God, I really don't want to see a battle back. But I feel like there will be one. But like, is Jack
so? Taryn, I mean, based on the way that these exit interviews were conducted, I feel like that Julie will like give us like a little bit of like a hint that it's in play, right?
Most of the time, they'll give us a hint. Also,
last season, I feel like that we were blindsided by it.
Yeah, we have been blindsided in the past, but I do think that, you know, the way that they interviewed Jack, I feel like they probably wouldn't have done that if he had a chance to come back into the house. Not only because then he knows a lot about like how he's being perceived, but also because like once they do that with Jack, I don't think they want him going back in and having a chance to win the game. Like the person who returns from battle back is, I think, like very, very high percentage, usually America's favorite player. And so they don't want that to be the Jack spot, I don't think.
Maybe Jackson. Kat. I feel like, I don't know. Kat is like so loved, and I
It's true. If they knew Kat could come back, I'm sure they'd want it.
Okay. Yeah,
they'd have a corn rowing competition.
Kemi, what else do you want to say about this season that you've been able to observe now as somebody from the outside?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, just like when I went into the house, I had no idea how much downtime there was. And the downtime, I'm sure you guys have heard this a million times, but that's what causes like the hysteria. Like Christy's like 2 week HOH was absolutely ridiculous. Honestly, if it was a week, I probably would have been gone home first. So I don't know. But like just outside of the house, I do hope that when the other house guests are evicted and after finale night, they can come and like see how they talk to and about each other and just like grow as people. Like I know there's some things that like everyone said in the house. Like I said some things in the house that like I'm not particularly like probably wouldn't say again. Like, but I mean, there's very light for me, but like there's a lot of things that have been said in the house that I feel like if they were watching other people saying the things that they said, they'd be like cringing. Like mm-hmm. what is wrong with them? And it's so funny that they keep comparing our season to season 15, not knowing how this season's kind of being perceived. So it's just so funny, the irony of it all. Mm-hmm. It's great.
So when you go to the finale, do you think that Jack will have an apology for you after, you know, that being made aware of things that were said and shown to the audience?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Jack and Jackson are two people who have been very open about the fact that they're so worried about their social image and like their public image and everything. So I'm sure he will. You know, it really depends on how much coffee I've had that day, whether or not, and like, I'm not even joking. Yeah. Like when I'm hyped up on caffeine, I'm in like a completely different mood. So it really will depend.
Is more coffee or less coffee better for Jack?
More coffee would be better for Jack. I'd be more receptive to hear what he said before I shut it down. But like no coffee, I'd probably be like, just read the articles. I don't have time for it. Like I do not care. Because as far as I'm concerned, you're not apologizing for what you said. You're apologizing for the fact that you are being reprimanded for what you said. You feel like this is the thing to do to get back to looking good. Mm-hmm. So I like couldn't care less. Just like with Bella, like you were doubling down in your interviews about like, oh my God, Kemi betrayed me. But then the moment that she got your phone back and saw that, you know, people were... Like you said that you wish America would be dragging me and like raking me over the coals. But then when you saw that you were getting raked over the coals and not me,
how'd that turn out?
Yeah. You want to be friends again and it's not happening. Like there are plenty of people in the world. I'm good.
Do you have any shaker bottles in the fridge?
I have two in the fridge.
Two in the fridge. Perfect.
There we go.
Perfect.
Do you have any? You guys have to put shaker bottles in the fridge.
Well, I'll do
everybody
that.
Has to.
Yeah.
It's a worldwide movement.
Yes. Yeah.
Honestly, like, I wish they showed the. Did you guys see the avocado toast thing?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, Jack feels that that's ridiculous. That why would you eat avocado, right? That's full. It's full fat.
Yeah, yeah. I guess he's not a millennial.
He wants to move to California and he's shitting on avocados. Like I don't get it. Ugh.
I don't know.
I wish that was shown because that pissed me off so much more than the wild. So mad about that.
Kemi, how was Hearts of Reality?
Oh my God, it was so much fun. So I met so many like Big Brother alum. I met so many like survivors. So it was amazing. I mean, it's an amazing cause, but then I also like just really enjoyed meeting people from like different shows who've kind of been through it and are like, all right, Kemi, you're kind of hyped up, like calm down. Like I feel like I need that perspective where it's like, they were saying this about me and it's like, yeah, they're going to talk about you forever. So like,
I just saw the Harlem Globetrotters picture that you guys took, and that was so cool. I was like, "Oh, that is, for the there's like a big costume party there, right?"
Yeah.
How did that all get coordinated?
I think it was Wendell and Davey from Survivor who kind of organized all of that. And when I told them that I was going down, they were like, all right, so you're going to buy a Harlem Globetrotter jersey and you're going to be wearing
it. So you had to go, you had to buy one and bring it with you, or they had it for you?
We brought them ourselves.
Okay. That's really good. I saw it on Facebook. I don't know who had it posted, but that was really cool.
Yeah, it was nice. I mean, everyone's just really friendly. Everyone's kind of been through it, so they get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was an amazing experience. I can't wait to go next year.
Okay. Taryn, anything else for Kemi tonight?
I love doing the show. I hope we see you again at some point.
I hope so too. Are you following me? I feel like we're going to be best friends after this, Taryn.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Kemi, and I really hope you can make it out to our live show in New York on September 12th.
I'm going to try. I should be in New York like for those 2 weeks. So,
okay. All right. Well, hope we can get you out there. We still have some tickets available. Rob has a website.com/BB21Live. If you want to be out there for that, let me tell you what else is coming up here on Rob as a podcast, all the stuff that Scott St. Pierre is putting together. Amazing Race Canada 2019 season 7, episode 7 is up. Check out what Justin Dan had to say. Plus American Ninja Warrior season 11, episode 11. Boy, this is all the seasons and episode numbers are matching.
Okay. Yeah, it was a weird episode, but we did it.
Okay. Are you the one? We just missed season 8, episode 8. Check out the latest recap of Are You the One? And Taryn, hold on. What is this? The Taryn Show, Derek Levasseur. How did this come together?
Yes. So yesterday morning, I had to do an early morning update, and that's because I had to head to Derek's house afterward. So I met Derek at his house. We recorded my first in-person Taryn Show. It was really, really interesting. I thought it went really, really well. I really highly recommend checking it out. It was a lot of fun, and Derek was a really, really interesting interview. So check it out.
Okay, so boy, Derek calls into the live feed updates. You're at his house.
Yeah, he
you're
said
the new, Cody Calafiore.
Yeah, he said that that it would not look good for me if his address leaked. So
yeah, yeah. So Matt Liguori took a picture with Paulie Calafiore. So it's all happening. Check out the latest Taryn Show. And then it was a big Liana weekend on the podcast as well, between Liana Saturday. So Liana is here on Survivor South Africa recap episode 14. Check out what Liana had to say with Shannon and Mike and the RHAP B&B. It was a big Frail Mary weekend also. The RHAP B&B was here. I listened to the whole thing yesterday with Frail Mary. Mary Kwiatkowski joining. Scott, I'm still talking about the B&B, Scott. I was going to say that I was
jumping the gun.
There's some really funny cameo stuff. I was laughing out loud talking about Kemi. They're talking about your buddy Sam on Cameo and some of his they're playing some of his cameos. So funny. I love it.
No, Sam is literally so funny. Yeah.
All three of them were doing Sam voice. It was great.
Sam's like at the point where I can look at him and he won't even do anything. And I'll just bust out laughing.
Yeah. Kemi, can you do a Sam impression?
I love when he's like, whatever, send it.
Like the no sell, send it.
Casual, like, all right, send it.
that's him right after like finding out that he lost the veto and he's going home.
Oh yeah, that's him finding out that the flight to Fiji is 11 hours.
It's so only 11. I feel like it's longer than that.
I think it's 11 from where you are, but we have to get over to you first.
Yes, okay. All right. I'm gonna do the rest of the plugs as Sam. Okay. All right. And then, all right, what else is coming up, Scott? Oh, Taryn is going to be back live on Monday. Send it. Then on Tuesday again. And Wednesday. Send it. And that day, every day, Taryn is going to be live. Every morning, Taryn Armstrong talks Big Brother, talking about the stuff from yesterday. Our LFC roundtable. All right, they're going to talk about everything that's happening. I'm going to give the ratings to everybody. Send it. Give me a 10. And then Wednesday night, Brittany Haynes hasn't confirmed yet, but she's supposed to. I texted her, haven't heard back yet. Hopefully. And then Thursday, Caitlin is back in the studio. It's great. Love Caitlin. Check out website.com/patron. Why not? Get all this patron stuff. Just get it. Just go on there. Get a live feed update. That's not part of the patron. Get a patron group. Yeah. Go ahead. Robinswebsite.com/patron.
When did that go from Sam to Iago?
Aladdin.
It was just the yelling, but it is like the voice.
The B&B really inspired me that we need more Sam. Kemi, this was so much fun. You were great on the podcast here tonight.
Oh, well, thank you. Have me back.
Yes. I would love to. You are a natural at this.
Are you saying that you're hiring me?
What else do you want to talk about? You want to talk about Big Brother? What else do you watch?
Oh my God. I'm a recent Survivor super fan, so that's kind of awkward. I have seen most of Are You the One? So that's so funny that you guys brought that up, but I haven't watched the current season.
Okay. Yes. The gender fluid season.
Yeah. I'm binging Love Island right now, which I'm really into.
Okay.
But mostly because like a lot of the women have really nice bodies and it's inspiring me to put the cookies down. So.
Ovi, stop.
I know. Like, honestly, have you guys tried his cookies yet? Did he send you a batch?
I haven't.
All right, good.
Okay.
So I still have time to like be your favorite to vote for me for Anthony.
Do Kemi and Ovi need to have a cookie off for your to be your favorite?
I can't make cookies. I would lose.
What do you got, Kemi? What can you send me?
I can make you a mean like macaron, which I guess that's kind of
Oh.
Okay.
We classy, Taryn. Come on.
Yeah.
All right. Taryn, will you Twitch baking cookies? Would you get the recipe from Ovi and then try to duplicate Ovi's recipes?
I would do a stream with Ovi, a co-stream with Ovi where we bake cookies together. Yeah.
See, I feel like that you're missing out, Taryn. I feel like that you always Twitch from the couch or the desk. You need a third setup in the kitchen where you could eat the yogurt, you could make the eggs.
I need to
bottles in the refrigerator.
I need like one of those rigs that you can just like attach to yourself and have a camera on me all the time.
You could cut up all the watermelon. There's so many different things you're missing out, Taryn. Make avocado toast. Thank you, Travis, in the chat.
Cooking with Taryn, yeah. Cooking yogurt with Taryn.
Taryn tasty time.
Yeah. You check that out, right?
I would definitely check that out. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
One down.
Okay. All right. Taryn, where could people see all that non-cooking content?
If you want to see all my cooking content, it's at twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Well, hey, look. You can see me chugging down gross like superfood powder on Instagram at Taryn_Armstrong.
Why are you drinking gross superfood powder?
Because I was buying protein powder and then the stupid website's like, buy more stuff and you'll get a discount. And so I look at their other products and I'm like, ooh, superfood, I'll try that. And then I buy that because I'm a dummy. And then I try it and it's super, super gross. And so I'm like, oh, how do I do this now? So then I just put a little bit of liquid and then I pour it in. Then I shake it up in my shaker bottle that I store in the fridge.
Not cold
and
enough.
Then, I just chug it as quick as I can because it's so gross. And you know what? I'm almost done with the whole thing because I have to eat the whole thing because I bought it.
You don't want to waste food.
Not superfood.
Yes. You don't want to waste superfood. Jackson would not approve wasting the superfood.
He would steal it from you though and hide it.
Yeah, well, it's not high in fat, so.
What are the superfoods, Taryn?
I don't know.
You don't know?
It's just like, hey, this is good for you. Do stuff with it.
It's like green powder. Is that what it is?
It's really green, and it's really like if you get it anywhere, it really stains your hands.
Is it like matcha? Is it like that kind of?
I think it's similar. It's similar to that, but much more gross.
So. Okay, Kemi. And you're very active on social media. You can follow at Kisses Kemi on Twitter. Yes. Great Twitter name.
Oh, thanks. I use it to sign up on my blog.
Okay. I give out the poison when people don't do a great job, but that's a good one, Kemi.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. You gotta give it to Sam for the Sam Smith BB21.
I think there's an underscore in there too.
I told him it should be like not the real Sam Smith or something like that. Like something a little tongue in cheek, but
what's wrong with Send It Sam? Is that available?
I like Send It Sam. Someone probably took it from him.
Somebody
just did.
Yeah. Let's see.
Can you use some of those $50 to buy it back?
Yeah, maybe to trade that Fiji trip in for Send It Sam.
To send me home. Yeah. Trade that Fiji trip in the game. I'm still like very PTSD from like
even
here. Probably can't say PTSD.
Yeah. People don't love it. But I don't like it when people have the season number in their Twitter handle. Doesn't age well.
I don't like when people have BB anything in any handle. Like, let it go. Like, at some point, it's like, no shade, Sam, if you're watching. I'm sorry.
I want to get Sam on the podcast soon.
Oh my God. He's so like, I can't like Sam's so funny.
Yeah. He's a character. All right. Kemi, anything else you want to tell the listeners and the viewers?
I did want to ask you guys, are you guys ever going to try out from Big Brother?
Well, Rob already has.
Yeah. That's how I got in this mess in the first place.
Really?
Yes.
To find out your life story now.
Okay.
Rob was almost on Big Brother 3.
Yeah, I almost I went through casting for Big Brother 3, Kemi.
Really? Now I question my judgment again because now I don't know how old you are.
Yeah. and that's how I ended up on Survivor that I didn't get Big Brother, but they put me on Survivor.
Wait, you were on Survivor?
Yeah, a long time ago.
Write this down because I feel like I don't know any of this stuff.
It's okay.
Survivor the Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you win?
No.
Sore subject.
No. And so, yeah, that's how I got into this whole thing. But Taryn, I feel like that you've seen too much of how the sausage is made, right? You don't want to play Big Brother, right?
I've said this before. I would sooner play Survivor, even though I love the game of Big Brother more. Survivor's like half the time, double the money, simpler game.
Yeah, Taryn, it would be a no-win situation for you to if you won and it wasn't like a 10-0 vote, then people would be like, well, it wasn't even. Like, it wasn't unanimous.
I saw what happened to Jordan Parhar when he tried to do commentary on Big Brother after. And granted, you know, he went out the way he went out, but he would say anything and it would be like, ha, Jordan, you can't. You're one.
Even Derek was piling on him. He called in. Scott St. Pierre, who's here in the studio. Let me try to figure out what he's showing us here. I'm going to turn this mic on here, Scott. So Scott has something up on the screen. I'm trying to figure out what. All right. Can you hear this? Scott? What is this that you're
meant for after the show? But we can talk about it right now. It's for Taryn for his kitchen show.
Okay.
So this is a swivel. What have you put an iPad or a iPhone in it?
Here, let me see if I can switch camera here. Hold on. Okay. Here's Scott. Okay.
All right. So
hey, Scott.
Hey. So you just put your iPad or your iPhone in it, and it will follow you around the kitchen. So you just put it on the
counter. Oh boy.
And then as you're going to the fridge to put in, you know, the shaker bottle or whatever and get the whatever out to make the cookies, then it will actually follow back and forth.
Okay.
We need to get a cookies in a shaker bottle recipe from Ovi.
I just can't wait till Taryn's channel is just all cooking.
I can't wait till Jack gets out and people ask him to like sign shaker bottles.
Yeah. All right.
So Jack, what is your philosophy on shaker bottles? Do you like big shaker bottles, small shaker bottles?
And before he answers, he's going to comb his hands through his hair like 5 times. Mm.
You know, Jeff, you know, when Jeff does backyard interviews, he likes to give gifts.
Yeah.
I hope that Jack's is a shaker bottle.
Yeah, that would be good. So. Get that at the dollar store.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or avocado.
All right. So, Kemi, thank you again. Taryn, great job once again. Be sure to check out Taryn in the morning. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
This episode of Robin's Podcast is sponsored by our friends over at True Car. Every car comes with its share of stories, like that ding in your bumper when you nervously picked up a first date, that luxury package you got after a big promotion, or the mileage you saved by riding your bike all summer long. And while you can't put a price tag on your stories, now with True Car, you can at least find out what your car is worth when it's time to sell it or to trade it in. Just go to True Car and simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car's details pop up. Then answer a few questions. Navigation and moonroof. Watch as they bump up your car's value. High mileage. You already knew it was going to cost you, but now you'll know how much is going to ding your wallet so you can plan ahead. And once you're finished, you'll get a True Cash offer sent in minutes, which you can take to a local certified dealer to cash out or to trade in. So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today. True Cash offer is not available in all areas.